Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is Twit. Bandwidth for Android App Arena is provided by CacheFly at CacheFly.com. Hi, everybody. It's time for our annual audience survey. We'd really like to hear from you. It helps us understand our audience better, know what you like and don't like, how you listen to the show. It also helps us tell advertisers what kind of people listen. But I promise you, your feedback is always kept personally anonymous. All you have to do is visit twit.tv/survey and let us know what you think. It'll just take a few minutes, and it'll help us make Twit even better. We really appreciate your support and any help you can give us. twit.tv/survey.
This is Android App Arena, episode 84 for Wednesday, February 10th, 2016. Wallpapers. This episode of Android App Arena is brought to you by Automatic, the connected car company that improves your driving and integrates your car into your digital life. For more information, visit automatic.com/twit and enter the code TWIT to get 20% off your purchase. Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Android App Arena. I'm your host, Jason Howell. I realized a few weeks ago that I was still rocking the stock wallpaper on my Nexus 6P, the wallpaper that it shipped with. Been that way for months. It was then that I realized I needed to spruce things up a bit and find some new options back there. After all, boring wallpapers, you know, they're boring. Wouldn't you know it, I stumbled across three wallpaper apps that bring a bit of pizzazz to things while avoiding to be the standard run-of-the-mill wallpaper apps. These have some interesting hooks to them, I think you'll agree. So let's take a look at three new ways to decorate your home screen in this week's roundup. Now, if you like polygons, then you might enjoy playing around with Polygen. You can create a custom image starting with a gradient of color in the tool set here. Some tools on the side actually allow for infinite customization, but you can go ahead and tap the randomize button and that'll produce instant results without you having to think too hard about it. Or you can jump into directions here. This is how you change how the colors and polygon points are kind of smeared. There's this palette control for choosing the colors that are inside of the image that's created. Color effect for picking the hardness or softness of the polygons, the edges, how they play off of each other, that sort of stuff. And you can even edit the actual points that make up all of those little polygons in your final image, if you want to. Now, you can work on an image as well. You can select a photo and apply those same tools to that photo, and you can quickly come up with some super cool results, as you can see here. Very neat and different. When you like your image, just tap to export that. And you can see right here, there's a set as wallpaper button, or you can do a few other things like save it out, of course. It does integrate with Patternoid.com, so you can actually check out the handiwork of the community there as well. Some of the best stuff is posted there. For a $5.99 in-app purchase, you can remove the ads. You'll also gain access to some other tools like opening up a number of color effects and styles that aren't offered in the free version. Find Polygen in the Play Store now. Check out this open source wallpaper app that Liam Spradlin showed off on All About Android last week. It really kind of blew me away. It's called Earthview Beta, and it's an easy way to bring more than 1,500 high-quality, beautiful images of this planet that we live on to your home screen. Now, if you've seen some of the stock background images that ship with the new current Nexus devices, you kind of know what to expect here. You can tap to view any of the images you see here, and it blows up to a full screen view, so you know what it's going to look like when it's applied to your home screen. You can swipe up then to reveal details about that location, where it is in the world, where is it located, including a link to Google Maps that brings you right into that image for further manipulation. So you can go to that image and then maybe zoom out if you like and see where in the world it sits. If you like it, simply tap the plus button inside the app and that'll set it as your wallpaper. Though you can also simply download the image if you just kind of want to have it, you know, in your file structure. You can add it to your favorites, or you can share it with others outside of EarthView. Warning here, the app downloads previews for all 1,500 or so images, so make sure you are on Wi-Fi for that so you don't blow through your data cap. EarthView Beta is free in the Play Store. You know what can be cooler than picking from a list of pre-selected wallpapers? Well, creating your own on the fly, of course. Tap It creates something completely original for your home screen, so nothing inside the app has been downloaded. It's all kind of generated on your device. You swipe up to kick off the wallpaper generation process, and you'll see that kind of churn for a few seconds and give you something. It's a mixture of patterns as well as a mixture of colors kicked into high gear. If you like the colors, but you don't like the pattern that's been generated, just swipe left and you'll see those colors applied to a new pattern. And if you like the pattern, but not the color arrangement, you can swipe right to switch through other color combos. Now, if you happen to, let's say, skip a really great one, you want to go back, just swipe down. It's all there and you can go right back to it. Now, once you are happy with what you have, just tap apply. And the wallpaper will be set to your home screen for you to enjoy forever and ever. There is also a preference engine built into Tap It. When you like something, you just tap the thumbs up button. And when you don't, you tap the thumbs down button. It's pretty easy to understand. That's going to inform Tap It of the qualities you prefer inside your creations, hopefully refining them over time. Now, you can also double tap the image. This brings up a slideshow of randomly generated wallpapers cycling through, so you can just kind of stare at your device until the perfect pick appears. Then just tap the screen to stop the slideshow, and heck, tap to apply it, and everything's looking good. Wallpapers can be automatically generated and applied at startup of your device, as well as at an interval of your choosing, so your home screen is always looking just a bit different. Tap It is free. There's also a $1.99 in-app upgrade to bring more patterns, along with a pattern manager and more dynamic like-dislike functionality. Find it in the Play Store now. Now, with these three apps on your device, your home screen isn't going to look so sad ever again. At least I hope so. All right, before we move on, let's thank the sponsor of today's episode, and that is Automatic. Chances are your car hasn't fully kept up with technology. I know mine hasn't. That's where Automatic comes in. It's a small adapter that turns any car into a connected car. You just plug the Automatic into the same port that your mechanic uses to diagnose engine problems, and it opens up a world of possibilities. Automatic lets you track your fuel mileage, your vehicle health, you can expense business trips with a tap, and you can link your car to the connected devices that power your life. What's that pesky, you know, check engine light actually mean? It comes on, but you don't know what it means. Automatic's going to tell you before you go to the shop. It'll inform you of what's behind that light. Automatic can also integrate with your Nest thermostat to know when you're home, and it can even provide the answer to one of life's most common questions: where on earth did I park my car? Now, I've been using Automatic in my car for months now. It's been incredibly insightful, just in finding how much money a simple trip to the grocery store costs in gas. It breaks apart all the little trips that you take with your car and gives you a cost for each of those little treks. Very eye-opening. Works on nearly every car made after 1996. It takes minutes to install and connects to your iPhone or your Android device over Bluetooth. You'll get real-time performance data, intelligent coaching that'll help you maximize your fuel economy and reduce wear and tear on your vehicle. There's dashboard web app that provides granular information and lets you export your trips if you want. It gives a plain English explanation for your check engine light. Like I said, an Automatic app platform integrates with all sorts of things: Nest, Your Mechanic, FreshBooks, and so much more. You can easily file business expenses with apps like Concur or Expensify, and it even works with If This Then That for even more possibilities so you can integrate your car into your digital life. There's support for Apple Watch, support for Pebble, no monthly fees or subscriptions required, and Automatic never sells your data. Automatic is normally $99.95, but when you use our special offer code TWIT, you're going to save 20%. Go to automatic.com/twit for more information and to purchase, and use offer code TWIT to save 20% off the regular purchase price. That's automatic.com/twit, and we thank them for their support. All right, up next, a new app that will put your old gear, your old Android gear, to good use. So you've got an old device lying around and you're struggling to find a use for it. I know that, Saw. How about this one? Turn it into a security camera. Perch is an app that does this in a simple way. I'll go ahead and tap to set it up, and here I'm shown just a small preview of my video that's coming through the device. I can name the location of this particular device and also turn on or off audio recording if I deem it necessary. I'll go ahead and switch it on here. Perch will make sure that you are connected to Wi-Fi as well as a power source so that it doesn't cut out midway through the evening, let's say. Now I'll tap to finish and it brings you to the activation screen for that camera. And when I'm ready to start the stream as well as the recording, I just tap the play button and that live camera is now capturing. Now, at any time, I can slide out the settings on the side and turn on or off the audio if I want to. I can also switch to a different camera, let's say the front-facing camera if I prefer. Now, you see the bottom half of the screen is reserved for communication between multiple Perch devices. On another device, I can see that this device is streaming from the home feed here. That's the view that I'm looking at inside the app. I'll tap into that video feed, and then the plus icon down below, I'll tap that and I can then talk to the person on the other end of the feed directly with my video passing through along with my audio so we can communicate back and forth. I can also actually save a frame of video at any time to record something important that might be happening. Perch is absolutely in beta at the moment and comments on the Play Store kind of show it. Some people are a little worried about stability, but it's a great start. It's well designed. And over time, hopefully, stability will be reined in because it's a great way to put those old devices to work again. It even works from the web, so it's super dynamic. Find Perch in the Play Store for free. All right, everyone, that's what we got. Look, this show would be nothing without your awesome suggestions. It's how I find some of the best apps for this show, so please keep them coming. I love how active you always are. Send me your favorite apps and categories to arena@twit.tv. You can also post those to the subreddit at androidapparena.reddit.com. We premiere this show every Wednesday, sometime around 5 p.m. Pacific, following Tech News Today at twit.tv/live. And if you missed the premiere, you can see the new episode as it appears in the feeds and on the show page shortly thereafter at twit.tv/arena. All right, that is it, folks. Thank you so much for joining me today. My name is Jason Howell, and I will see you next week in the arena.